Senegal's Tione Seck is one of the greatest singers in Africa. His career extends from the grand ceremony of West African praise singing to the fiery pop music that animates nightlife in the capital of Senegal, Dakar. Seck's new album moves beyond all that to embrace Egyptian orchestral music and India's Bollywood sound. Banning Air has a review of the CD, Orientation.
When it comes to sheer vocal fireworks, Tione Seck is as good as it gets. At first blush, Tione Seck's Orientation may remind listeners of another recent Senegalese release. Last year, Afropop icon Youssou N'Dour broke form to record with a Cairo orchestra and won a Grammy for his album Egypt. But Orientation is no knockoff of Egypt. To start with, both projects began in 1999 and were years in the making, and both are rich with creative idiosyncrasies. Seck's exploration of Bollywood is particularly intriguing. We don't think of Indian music as having much influence in Africa, but Seck has adored it all his life, and here he gets his chance to embrace it artistically. The arranging on this album is full of delightful surprises. At times, Seck bends to Arabic or Indian aesthetics, then out of the blue, he'll shift to an African 6-8 rhythm or unleash the gale force soul cry of a savannah praise singer. Seck definitely goes in for the big refrain, and there's a breathtaking grandiosity to some of these tracks. This one says, "Celebrity brings no peace to those who possess it, only jealousy, maliciousness, and slander." After so many years of African singers making connections with rock, jazz, soul, funk, blues, and hip-hop, it's refreshing to see some of them looking east for a change. If this turns out to be a trend, Tione Seck's Orientation will surely go down as a watershed moment.
Tione Seck's latest album is called Orientation. Our reviewer is Banning Air.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.